My coworkers were like, yeah, like when we used to go, it'd just be like, we save up and they just go wild. I'm like, no, we weren't brought up like that.
No,
Disney wasn't even
not.
In the like
no,
radar of places not. We would go because no. of that sort no. of money. Like
we would go to fairs and my dad's like, there's too many of you. Go have fun.
Like go have fun.
No
can't
money.
Play any games
can't
at the fair.
Games. I'm not giving you money.
You don't. Yeah.
Because
I don't see the point of going to those places.
Because it would rack up so fast. You with four kids, it's like you give them each $10, it's $40.
I would take.
Like, no,
I personally wouldn't take a kid to a fair or an arcade if I wasn't ready to drop money.
Agreed. I agree.
I wouldn't. I agree. Like everyone gets $100 a kid.
I think they really made us rely on our imagination a lot because we had to
like,
make.
Could you
fun.
Imagine playing one of those games? That's crazy.
This episode is sponsored by sodas.com.
This episode brought to you by sodas.com, rival to pops.com. Do you call it soda, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? He said soda too, didn't he?
He said soda too, yeah.
Wow.
Some people are more, we're pop, I guess.
We're going headphones off.
I went off, yeah.
Going off. Offline.
I guess we've already been talking, so I was going to say, like, should we do one of those mind meld things, but.
No, I don't think we need it.
Mind meld
your minds. See, that's one of those things that sounds really nice on the headphone.
Mind meld.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it again. Hang on.
Let me hear it.
Mind meld.
Yeah. Wow. It really
like
opens
I'm in
up
there.
A, it really opens up.
Can
whole
hear
story.
The
story? Yeah,
the monster, the critter, the mind meld critter.
When you listen to like podcasts where they have like storytelling people and you hear like actual voice actors, they really do take you in because you're like, wow, this is. There's a real story happening here.
It's a real story.
Like that's, I'm like, I get why Orson Welles made everyone freak out, you know, with his recording. I'm like, it really pulls
oh, yeah,
you
the
in.
Sound effects.
The sound effects. You're that's like, wow, this is really happening. If you didn't have TV and that's how news was reported, like, I don't know. Mm. I probably would have been taken in. Just checking her notes.
Yeah, I have a few things.
You mean news on the news on like the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I assume, right? Before TV,
you
do,
could
like,
do that now.
Yeah,
you can do it now, yeah.
With video and all that?
Oh,
as long
you
as you
can.
Say it's real.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you could, like, fake, like, an alien attack.
Oh, yeah.
And people
yeah.
would believe it.
Oh, people could believe it. Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
They probably wouldn't. They'd be like, I'm too busy for this. Like,
I don't think you would believe
no,
it any,
somebody
anymore.
Somebody just said that
yeah.
they're, like, that
everything
they're
is
like aliens in the ocean or something. And I was like, I don't have time
that
for this.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it does.
Like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Great.
Aliens in the ocean. Okay.
Sick.
How
keep
that?
Them there.
Keep them yeah. there. Like,
unless they're helping me
unless
get out
they're
of
helping,
work.
Unless it's like, and the alien is running for Congress or something.
And
the alien plans
to
redistribute.
Money.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
If there's aliens in the ocean, they're probably pissed.
I had this idea the other day that I was like, what if, I don't know how we got to this because it did make sense, kind of the segue into it. But I was like, what if Trump like becoming president this round, like Elon, he just like. Is like Elon like wires him all his money and he's like and then he like slits his throat and then he's like oh he's like Trump played this long game to be like
yeah.
anti-capitalist
yep.
this whole time like
it was
he
all
does retribute the wealth like he really surprises us all and does something
it's because he hates his dad
who
Trump does
yeah
and so he's trying to like he kills his rich dad and he's like take that dad and then he just totally changed well, that'd be really cool.
There's a little spider on your like microphone and I'm afraid of.
Oh,
it's going to distract me.
Should I just me. Kill it?
Sacrifice for the podcast.
Sacrifice. We must spill blood for the podcast.
Good that wasn't on mine.
Yeah, because
yeah.
you would have
freaked out.
A little one like that?
Yeah.
The
any,
other day
any,
I came.
Anyone.
Oh, okay.
The other
That's
day
fair.
I came out of
I
my
like
room
bugs,
and
so.
Stanley's crate is like
oh,
moved
yeah.
across the room and then there's just Raid and I was like something, a story happened here.
There was
wow.
a war. You know, I was running late for work, and then I see a centipede, and I'm like, it has to die. I can't let it live. And then sprayed that thing.
What is your default to spray? Because my default is smash. Caitlin, smash.
Yeah, I smash.
Smash.
Yeah. It was up high.
Or suck with a.
It was
some
up
sort
high.
Of
if
oh,
I smash and it goes wrong, it's gonna fall on me.
Yeah, I like to go and suck them
that
right up.
Smart.
And then I just let them. I just keep it held like
oh,
like.
God,
so
then
just,
I just buy a new
yeah,
vacuum.
Sure. Yeah. Then I just buy a new vacuum. Yeah. We did that once with something. We vacuumed it up.
Yeah,
and
he was
we,
there for that.
Oh, really? And then I
and
had
then it was
to
just
outside.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And then I gave him the update or something. I told, or you were, I told you about it or something.
I think I was gone.
No, I was there.
Like,
oh, yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
I came back from like a trip, like doing something comedy. I came back and Jess was like, there's a vacuum situation.
Yeah, it was outside.
You need to handle outside. And I was like, these two
oh,
because
you
useless.
Vacuumed up the bug.
And did
then,
I?
I think you did. And then.
Oh, yeah, it was in the bathroom.
And then
yeah.
you, I was like, I don't want to see it. I never saw the bug.
You don't want to see it.
And then you set the, I was like, just put it outside. And then Caitlin dealt with the, finished the job, so to speak.
Finished the bomb, yeah.
Got rid of the body.
Why did we do that, though? Because I could have emptied it into the trash can. Why didn't I do that?
I don't know.
The trash can inside? That doesn't.
No, you can't like do the that. Dumpster.
Oh, okay.
Dumpster. Of some sort.
I don't know.
Maybe because I was just like, that's your guest, you know.
I suck up.
You're a guest.
You're the guest at the house. Yeah. I don't want you running to the dumpster.
Caitlin would.
Caitlin guests, will do it tomorrow.
Guests can suck. They can't dump.
Yeah, they can suck. They can't dump.
They can vacuum.
You can wield the vacuum, but the body.
Sounds so gross.
Caitlin. Yeah. Caitlin needs to take care of
out of
the
context
body.
Is a crazy thing to say.
It's super,
crazy thing to say.
But yeah, I like to suck them up and then dump them in the toilet.
Oh,
just like the ultimate, like, just really sends a moment, sends a message.
I lived with a guy, ex or whatever, and he really pushed me on, like, not putting anything down the toilet that wasn't, like, toilet related.
Yeah, that's because Alex lived in a house that was, like, they only had one bathroom for, like, four people, and it was upstairs, this old house.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the worst toilet.
Was
ever. It's like, somebody that's flushed. You guys have to wait, like, 2 hours until someone can flush it. It was, like, insane.
He was, like, don't clip your nails into the toilet.
So I think he'd probably be on here, like, yelling, like that's because so-and-so, like, was doing this
he'd
and that.
He'd be real fired up like, about it.
And it would just—he was probably the one that had to keep fixing it. Is my guess.
Yeah, he probably was. So yeah, but he told like don't. And I'll do it with like if it's like dirt water or something from like a mop.
Yeah.
But
a toilet's like a garbage disposal.
Oh no, it's not. I don't think so.
Nope.
No. There's no blades. Honestly,
that's
they
like,
should.
Okay,
though.
So they have for
they should add
and
that
a lot
to
of
toilet.
They should. Yeah.
Some blades
should.
In there? That doesn't make any sense. Why? They
yeah.
Don't.
Why they don't?
Wow.
Wow. $1 billion idea there, guys.
Billions
of dollars. Yeah, a little garbage disposal so you can just throw things down there.
Yeah.
And then nobody's
it's bigger too.
And then it never gets clogged.
And then it never
ever.
Gets clogged.
Like, you throw as much toilet paper
someone,
as you want.
A little a girls like are throwing their pads
damn,
in
I
there.
Was going to say, there's a lot of signage in women's bathrooms about don't flush.
Don't flush your pads.
Or any feminine products.
Don't do it.
Which is just, I'm like, who's doing that? But I think people do it. So.
I think people do. I think people, a lot of people do.
Like, unless there's a sign, I probably am allowed to do it.
Well, once you're not at your own house, it's like, if some sort of a insane mess happens in there.
Yeah, I understand that. But, like, it's just weird. I think there are people that just, like, just put the stuff down there.
Someone
like
said
thinking.
It.
For
like,
sure.
I feel like there was someone who misinterpreted what it meant. They didn't realize it
was
like that.
Yeah, I feel like you told me a story about
someone. I feel
like
we heard somebody who was like, what? And they like didn't realize like, that means like no pads or something. They didn't like realize what it meant. And so like for their entire life, they were just like, no feminine products, got it. Like she thought it was like something like throwing your underwear down there or something like that. Like she thought it was something like way more specific or something. She's like, this doesn't apply to me. And then she figured out like, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Oh, I'm doing the thing that they're saying.
Yeah, I'm doing the thing. Sure. Like I don't, like, I think it's also like sometimes in our culture, they try to like use euphemisms for things, and I'm like, just say what the thing is because it's honestly confusing when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like feminine products, I'm like, just say like tampons,
lipstick.
Just
don't
say,
put your lips.
Yeah, right. Like anything. Yeah, your book of feminist ideals. Don't flush that down the toilet.
You're putting your lipstick on, and it's like you're like, and that's empty.
Boop.
Right in the toilet.
But if you had a disposal,
yes,
just. Brush that right off.
Yeah, I don't get why they don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Or one of those, like, you're
I would really change. I know we're. Hate to bring it up again, but it really fuck the swirly thing up. It'd be really
God.
Well, it depends on how far down is when the
I would think it's down.
Begins.
I think for safety reasons, we did it down.
Have you seen those videos where it's like a machine that's like this and it just has like things mm-hmm. that go like that?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And it basically is just like you can put anything in it. People put like a moped smashes. In there. And it just like slowly grinds it.
I don't know what it's called, but like
it's very strange.
It, like impact something.
It's not.
Or
yes. It doesn't like shred it. It just impacts.
No,
it.
It just like just smash.
Yeah, it's like it's like a hydraulic press, but it's like you know.
I was thinking of that thing where it's like a metal thing that's like it smashes it down.
No, that's not. I think
that's a hydraulic press. Yeah.
Press. Okay. Different.
But it's like a circular version of that, and it has like weird
like
little like
garbage dumps.
Yeah, they must. Yeah.
Smash everything down. Make them light.
But that would be cool to have, too. You could put, like, a fucking...
be fun.
Put your shoes down the toilet.
I worry about the intrusive thoughts winning.
Yes.
Me being like, what?
I'm having a bad day today. Not feeling... My feelings
Let's
are...
Let's just see what it feels like. And then Caitlin's in the hospital. Yeah. I don't know.
You're like, well, no, I would worry about you being like, well, I couldn't get this banana to open, so, like, I put it in there. Now your arm's, like, gone.
And my arm's gone. That was exactly what would happen.
Yep. Somehow it would become a tool that she thought could solve for something else.
I think it has to go lower down, though, and be beyond the water line, because mm-hmm. you're not putting your hand in toilet mm-hmm. water.
No, because you don't want someone... No. Yeah, no. And you don't want somebody being like, well, it's clogged, because that's happened. People yeah. put their hands down into like the disposals or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad idea. I've done it before, but it's a bad idea. I don't know if you've ever heard of Eddie Izzard, but he talks about how like when something's like stuck in your toaster... And he's like, and you're not supposed to put a knife down there, but you're an adult, you know?
You can handle yeah. it.
Like, so you just yeah. shove it in there or whatever. And then he's like, and then you take it into the bathtub. And you're like, obviously it's dangerous to do that. But I was like, yeah.
As long as it's unplugged.
That's what I think too. I'm like, everyone's like, these warnings, like, unplug it. Like,
just unplug it. Yeah.
I guess a kid can't remember to unplug it. So it's better. Exactly. But I'm an adult.
Kids are stupid.
Kids are
stupid.
They're doing things
wrong all the time. Every time.
Any kids listening, don't put your hand in a garbage disposal or a toilet.
I'm not really a garbage disposal person.
What do you mean?
We have one in our house. I never use it.
You guys have a garbage disposal?
Yeah. We compost everything.
Yeah, I don't have a garbage disposal.
I don't think it's useful. I think unless you grow up with it, I don't know how to use it. I don't know when to use it. I find it.
I grew up with it.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it either. I think it's stinky stuff in there.
It's a nasty little mess.
I do remember...
stays like that, too.
At our aunt's house. At Chuck's house.
Like, it's just going to stay full of dirt.
We were, like, making borscht or whatever. And, they turned on the garbage disposal, and I was like, all right. And I'm, like, peeling stuff. And Mom's like, you have to turn the water on. I'm like, what's the point of this thing?
You have to... You got to clean
Otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, you break it. I'm like, well, if it's going to break like that, then it sounds like it's too much... It's more trouble than it's worth to me. Tell me what's useful about a garbage disposal.
It's not. You don't have to worry about like scraping stuff into the trash. You just scrape it. Like, you know, if there's like a little something.
Yeah, I get it. Like that cleaning out that little
trap. Yeah, that thing. That's gross. Yeah.
The pee trap?
Yeah, the little net catcher. I don't know. Is that
what are you talking about?
I don't know. The thing that catches the garbage. The metal.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like a little strainer that's strainer in your sink thing. To stop stuff from going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to have it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a big thing in our house when we were growing up too was like, don't put fat down the drain because it'll, once it cools off, because like we'd have like melted, if like my dad would like melt, it was mostly my dad that was.
Oh, from bacon or something.
From bacon, yeah. You have to make sure not to put it down the drain and stuff. Things like that. I'm like, who would have thought?
I mean, I live in an apartment though, so. It's all going down the drain.
Sounds like an ownership problem to me. Sounds like a landlord. If you're lord of the land, you're lord of the fat.
Lord of the pipes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why all the pipes suck. Lord of the pipes.
Got to get the pipe lord in here to fix that.
Our pipes were so, in our last place in Logan, they were so bad. And it would constantly, our shower would constantly back up and you'd just have to shower in like 2 inches of water.
Mine's backed up right now.
Is it really? Are you showering in like a little?
No, not. It's not crazy. It's just... Okay. But I have to call the guy.
Just enough to be like, my feet are extra soft now.
It happens every like, I don't know, 6 months or something. Yeah.
Ours was starting to do every month or something at one point.
Yeah.
And like we had plumbers come in and I think like the last guy they had seen, like we got.
It can really tear some roommates apart, you know, can really cause some problems.
Really cause some problems.
Yeah, because you're like, well, now it's clogged after Kristen used it, even though it's like,
I'm going to say this. I think Kristen washes hair down the sink. I don't think she wants to like clean it up. So she just like.
Maybe.
Which is fine.
I don't know. But either way, it's like it causes problems.
It causes a lot of problems.
Could tear a family apart.
And nearly tear us all apart.
Yeah.
It's funny because we had plumbers and then new landlords took over and they're like, we're going to get a different like plumber or whatever. And this plumber comes in, this hotshot young guy is like, yeah, I think I'm going to be able to fix this fine. I was like, I don't think so. There's been many a plumber come in here.
From plumber school.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a young startup. He's like, listen, I think I can handle this. And I was like, I promise you it's going to be worse than you think it is because many a plumber and many a seasoned plumber has come in and they've told us like our pipes are literally like it's like an L shape. So it goes like down from the sink and then turns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that. And I was like, so you're going to have a hard time getting it out or whatever. And, and he's like, I think I got this. And then an hour later, he's like, I'm going to have to go to my truck. And I was like,
and you didn't come back.
He didn't come back?
No, he didn't.
I don't know. I can't
remember. He was a young plum.
He called them and he was like, you need to like redo all like your plumbing in this building is like fucked. And then they were like,
you guys need to redo it. Yeah, I don't own it, buddy. Just fix it.
He was telling the landlord, like, we're not doing any of that.
Sometimes they tell you stuff like you own it. You know what I mean? They're like, you really got it. These pipes are too old. Like this furnace needs to be replaced. You're like, yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for that. You should tell them about that. He's only making me upset now.
Yep. You're like, not my problem.
You guys need to take care of this landlord property.
We would always try to take care of stuff. We were trying to get a new humidifier because the humidifier broke that like is attached to the thing. And our landlord, there was no way. She was like, just buy more. Just buy more like small humidifiers instead of like getting one that goes through the system. And I was like, seems like you're being cheap here, but I get it. You got to make a buck. That's what being a landlord is like.
And then when you hear that, the grease goes down the tube. Down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, are you sure?
Yeah. I'm a vegetarian, sure. But I'm making a bunch of bacon. I'm just pouring it right down. I'm just pouring it right
I cook bacon just for the grease.
I don't even need
just to sabotage the pipes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just to grease up those
just
pipes.
For that. Just pour it right down the sink. I think we talked about this before, but somebody literally brought up the pouring the milk before.
Yeah.
They really made a great argument about it. I don't know why, but I feel like they really kind of sold me on like
putting
the
milk in him.
You brought it up before,
but somebody else brought it up,
and I was like, what?
"What's their argument?"
I think it was like that. I think for them, it was a crunchy thing, mm-hmm. And I think you said that, and I was like, "I mean, like you're right. It depends on how much." And then I think they're like, "You always overestimate milk because when you're done eating it, you always have milk left over."
Yep.
And when we were kids, our dad would make us drink like the old milk if you left it out.
What do you mean the old milk?
Like if you had milk in the morning, right, and you were like had to go to school and you came back and my dad saw milk in a bowl that had been sitting out all day that was like old cereal milk, he'd make you drink it.
Wait, why was it sitting there?
I guess maybe if you didn't put it in the sink. If you didn't wash it out.
Then you wised up and then you didn't.
Then you washed it out. Yeah, you got better about it. But like when we were kids, you were kind of just like, if you were like on the go and you're, you know, you're
perfect. I always kind of felt like you would know somehow.
Me too.
He's going to find out.
He's going to check the pipes.
Yeah, he's checking the pipes.
He's checking the pipes for grease and for milk.
That's such a weird thing to be like, you guys are wasting milk. Like, because there's milk left over from cereal.
Yeah, and also milk is like was $2 at the time. It's like, kind of seems negligible.
I used to drink the milk from after the cereal.
Yeah, sometimes.
Every time.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't, though.
I don't do that anymore.
No, it doesn't do that anymore. I pour it right down the sink. I say, Mark Czechorowski, come at me.
Yeah, I pour it right down. I pour it in the toilet.
Pour it in the toilet?
Nice.
Nick, stop. Don't stop putting things in the toilet. I put everything in the toilet.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know you could until like moving into like apartments that like that people would put like dirty mop water in the toilet. I didn't really know. Maybe because I lived in like a co-op that was kind of industrialized, so... We'd had like giant sinks. We had like those floor sinks that like restaurants have.
Mm.
So I didn't know. I'm like, oh, where do we pour this? I don't want to pour it in the sink where like I wash dishes. They're like in the toilet. And I'm like,
oh. In the toilet.
In the toilet. Nothing comes back from the toilet. Nothing. Can't shame a toilet. That's what I have written down. I found this out. Okay, you guys are artists. Here's an artist question. I found out that the artists in, like, I think the 60s or 70s, they were getting too communist and socialist or whatever. So the FBI paid them millions. It's our tax dollars, not my tax dollars because I wasn't alive at the time. But, like, the country's tax dollars paid them, like, millions of dollars for their art in the hopes that, like, being wealthy would make them less activists. Mm. And it absolutely worked. And I thought that was really depressing and sad. And I was like, damn. So could you get bought off? I mean, she'd already.
Yeah, I knew where you were heading with that. And I already knew what your answer was going to be.
Like, absolutely. We told Kristen this and Kristen's like, Jess. And Jess was, she was
so
upset.
The endorsement thing.
That Jess would endorse.
Kristen's like, I would never. I'm like, you guys are all lying. Come on, stop.
She's like, for a moment?
I was like, yeah, but I pay you guys after to be my.
She's like I wouldn't want the money.
I'm like, yeah, you would. Stop.
She's like, I wouldn't want the money. I just thought that was funny. I was like. We also said
if people had this much conviction about things, they'd go be activists right now. They don't, so that's why I don't think I believe anybody.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, why right now you're working at a job? That's kind of counterintuitive to the system. So obviously, money still has
simple.
Obviously, it's just a funny conversation.
It's a funny conversation.
It's just a funny conversation, guys.
As a designer, you kind of already sold out in a way too, because it's like people are telling me what to
make.
Not necessarily what to make, but scrutinizing what you make.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Because you're not just making it. And it's like, that's my thing. That's what you get. There's still like some back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I know you're the expert, but like, what if you made what I wanted as a non-expert exactly. that knows right. nothing about anything? And
you have to constantly be like, whoa.
Well, okay. How do I baby you?
Like, people should pay me to tell me stuff about my jokes. Like, if people try to come up to me after a show and they're like, you know what you should do? I'm like, I'm going to stop you right there. I need $10 to hear your feedback.
Actually, that's a funny idea to like have at the end, like, you know how they like sell t-shirts, you guys could sell t-shirts or merch or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I also have this thing where you can pay me $10 and
I'll
you
listen
have,
to your opinion on
I'll listen to your, yeah, listen to your opinion. Because I bet people would pay money.
Okay.
You might as well try it.
I might as well try it.
And it's also kind of funny.
Yeah. And I'm also sick of people coming up to me and being like, you know that.
I don't listen to it. You're actually stealing from me if you start telling me
stuff. Yes, because people will message you online if you like see your clip or whatever. And they're like, you know what you should do? If it's a comic, it's different. If an artist comes to you and you've made art and like they're like, oh, I think you're drawing, if you don't mind. Because they always also ask, like, is it okay if I give you some feedback? They always ask.
Yeah, they understand.
Comedians always ask. But people will just come up to you and be like, you know. Or if they want to come up to me and be like, I like that you're a woman that doesn't talk about sex. That's $50. That's more expensive.
Yeah, there's certain opinions that cost
more. Yeah, if you want to throw other women under the bus, that's going to be real pricey.
I mean, in some ways, clients, they pay for feedback, right? So it's like you get one round, you get one round of feedback.
Yep.
Well, it's going to cost you more for two rounds.
Two rounds. And it'll cost you more for me to change the joke the next time I do it.
Yeah, that would be more like if you were doing a joke and then like, mid-sentence they were able to interrupt you and be like, wait, let's like take it this way instead.
What if it was about cats instead of dogs?
And you're like,
all right, like, let me try it.
Yeah,
I don't know, there's just something. And then like inevitably there's going to be like that, like I'll have a client that like, you know what Jess has had before, where they don't know why they don't like it.
They never know.
Yeah,
there's just something
they don't know what
it.
Anything good is though either. That's they don't right. the problem. Yeah. If they end up being a problem person, it's because they don't know what's good. I think the people that are good clients, they might not know, but they trust that like they don't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I trust that I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and that this is, or people have bad taste. That's also a thing.
Yeah, I feel like expertise as a whole has kind of like gone down the drain. I feel like there used to be a time where you're like, well, I trust what the experts are. Not all experts.
I think
but
people
like,
trust like
things,
a doctor's opinion, but they don't trust like when it comes to creative.
I don't.
They don't.
They really don't. They're like, you could be a doctor in graphic design. They'd be like, yeah, but like, why don't we make it like red? And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Don't.
Because mostly like eventually it's just like when you start like when the designers start like just changing whatever, it's they've just lost their like will. They're like,
yeah,
we'll just do what you want to make you go away.
Correct.
There is a point where you're like, I'll just do the thing you want, so you just get away from me and I never had to deal with you.
And then people on the internal team after the meeting are like, what are you thinking about? Like, how are you feeling about that? And it's like, dude, we're like three rounds in. Like, whatever they say, I'm doing it.
I'm done.
Like, I need to.
Yeah, because I think there's a thing where it's like you want to do something cool, interesting, or that actually solves the problem.
In the beginning.
And then they break your will, and then you just really want out of the situation. Like, I don't care what we have to do.
Down, I don't care.
Just get them away from me.
That makes sense.
Correct.
Because sometimes you're like, correct.
Which is kind of funny. I feel like clients should know that, like about that. Like there should be like a little tutorial video that we give them or something.
I 100%
that's like
agree.
This is what your designer's like coming in. They both want to do good.
It's like animated, and
it has
a little
fun.
A little guy that comes in. He has like a big smile.
Uh-oh. Now you're. Uh oh, you gave feedback. Uh oh. Yes, you're not trusting their expertise. Uh-oh, looks like they're getting unhappy.
Also,
now
though,
they hate
they're
you.
They're like, this is your design team. Yeah. And it's like...
yeah, they're all happy, but their happiness level goes down. Yeah.
Like, I mean, not for nothing.
There's like a little meter on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going down as the client's talking.
I've seen things...
I think there would be something interesting
about that. I've seen things recently
that.
Where I was like, if the clients said, maybe this needs to be looked at, I'm like, they're not wrong. Because sometimes they're not wrong. Sometimes people be putting up work.
No, we're talking about would explain what the scenario is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it'd make it clear that.
Because also,
like,
there's some collaboration where you're like, oh, that's perfectly fine for you to ask.
Yeah, or they're influencing something that like.
And you're like, oh, you want this kind of vibe? I get it. Okay, and then
we would never have a dog because like our whole thing is cats or something like that. Wouldn't make any sense. We're a pet supply shop, but we only sell for cats. But they only tell you like after the first round. You're like, perfect.
Thanks actually exclusively cats, just cats.
We probably should have mentioned that in the
probably
whole like intake process.
Know.
That was like months. didn't think of it till just now.
They told somebody probably along the way.
Yeah, I got lost. Yeah. Well, they didn't tell the designer, that's for sure. No. Usually it's the case.
You designers, wow. I don't know how you have all the space in your brain for
it would
shapes.
Be nice, because it's always like, the client's unhappy. We need to bend over backwards. This client is sad today. They're having emotions, big emotions about things. Like, and we have to like really manage that. That's what my experience with some, when the client is like not happy, it's like, okay, now we're just managing their emotions at this point. There's a point where it's like, oh yeah, they didn't get what they wanted or something. But there's a point where they're like kind of just lashing out at creative.
I'm not the therapist.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're trying to placate and they're playing like, how can you please me? I'm like, is there any other profession where it's like,
dance.
When was it's that Dracula? So, like,
yeah, maybe.
What? Was that Dracula?
Yes. But it's like any time like
terrible client Dracula.
But I'm like, if I went to like a lawyer, I wouldn't be like, I'm spending like so much money. Like, I guess I just don't have that like
I think you would
ability to be that angry at people.
Definitely. Yeah, that's true.
Even though I probably should be. Maybe I but should be.
It's
more.
Just all about context though.
Yeah, it's all about context.
Because
yeah.
if you go to someone to yeah. make something for you, you're understanding that they must know more about it than you do.
Yes.
So it's like yes. you should let them run with it. You know, and it's like I don't know. It's just
some to some degree, right? Like, because obviously there's
a lot. Sometimes I feel like you're kind of
like you do need to bring up some issues, but it's like there's a point where it's like you've now compromised anything interesting or cool. Like,
it,
or like
yeah, and it just
or
feels
like
it's,
who are you hiring? Like, how much
exactly.
money am I spending? Do I want something interesting?
Right.
Do you want something that like is expected and like you already know what you want made? Like, you don't actually need to spend a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, and it's like.
Like, just, you need an AI
it's
robot.
It's your fault
basically.
As a client if it's yes. not going well.
Yes.
Because it's like, you,
look
you
at yourself.
Saw it out.
You were involved in this too.
Right.
You know? It's not just one-sided here. It's two
but it's like, if you go to, it's like, if you go to a place to do a thing for you and you are seeing things that they've already done,
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know what to expect.
Yes.
Like, it's like, I don't know. It's
yeah, if I were to go hire a creative for something, I'd be like, I would look at their work and be like, okay, I know that you're capable of doing this. I kind of want something that has that sort of vibe
yeah.
or
right.
that level of creativity, and then let them run with it,
mm-hmm.
right? But I wouldn't hire somebody and be like, okay, I want this piece of garbage, so like these people don't make garbage. So I almost sometimes this is like very hypothetical, but I'm like, do clients just like the idea of like, okay, I can see that you can make good work, but wouldn't it be like really fucked up of me to like force you to like do something bad? You know what I mean?
I
like they enjoy being like
people who like
or
being
they
catered to,
or they enjoy being like you have good work. So if I make what I want, that means what I want is good work.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not that it is good work. It's yes. just Caitlin's very funny. But now if Caitlin tells my joke, that means I'm funny. Yep.
That yes, exactly.
Doesn't yep. matter if my joke's funny or not.
No.
Just matters that you tell my joke.
Yes.
Because you're funny.
Right.
That's what that.
And I feel like even if I went up and I was like, even if the joke is that this guy told me to say this, yep. they'd still be like, nailed it.
Yeah.
Even though the joke is like, isn't it absurd that he thinks this is funny?
Yes.
And people will laugh at it and he'd be like, he'd still be like, awesome.
Yeah, because they got you to do it.
Right.
The and same you, thing with
you
design. Have talent or you have like,
yeah.
you know, a skill set.
Right.
And if you can get somebody else to do your idea.
So then when you see the logo, yeah. they're like, you know, she wanted to make it this orange color, but I wanted it this green color.
I don't think AI,
and now,
think AI could fully replace people, because I think other people enjoy too much of like, well, as a robot doing good stuff, how do you judge that, right?
Yeah.
And you still want somebody that's an expert.
How emotionally mean can I be to the robot?
Yeah,
to
you're making the
want?
Robot feel like shit.
Yeah. yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's part of the fun.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah, that's everything.
With
that
the service,
want.
Anything
yeah.
where you're serving people. I feel like that is part of it, is that I like to make you feel like smaller. You have to do it again and again. One time I used to be a waitress and or like whatever server in my college town. And we were working on a rooftop, and this woman, it was like that where nothing pleased her. There was nothing I could do. And at one point I'm like crying and my manager's like, no, it was like basically like no crying in baseball. He was like, there's no crying on the rooftop or whatever. And I was like, okay. And I had to like get down on one knee and like apologize to her. And I was like, every single person that she was with, it was like her and like three women were like, no, we've seen you, like you've been running around. You have like too many tables. Like you guys have been really busy. Don't worry about it. You're doing fine. We overstayed our welcome. So like, don't worry. And this woman just needed she needed to be. And I feel like when you work with those people, their cup is just like unfillable.
Yes.
And you have to be like, okay. I do think as you go up in expertise, I wonder if your opinion is questioned less. Do you find that? Do you find that as you've gotten more years, maybe you're questioned less or no?
I think it all depends on whatever the client relationship is before it's even anywhere near you.
Agreed.
Because like,
I think it depends more on the person than on you.
It's also just kind of random.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Yep.
I also think it's like who the person is as a person.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
mean,
that's what I'm talking about. Like catering to somebody's emotional needs. It's not even their business or whatever. It's just like, how do you handle anxiety? You're stressed out because this and that. It's like, it's just,
I think it's interesting how much companies will be like, will front load stuff by being like, we're like, here's our company culture. Here's like what we're all about. Here are our tenets. Here's like how we treat like customers. Here's how we treat blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if they want to be shitty, they're going to be shitty. Like, I think 9 times out of 10, if you ask somebody before they go into a restaurant, oh, how much are you going to tip? That's probably going to be the amount they tip. Like, I think it has very little to do. Like, I mean, you could treat me like shit, but if you're, I'm probably going to give you, I'm probably going to do 20% at least. Even if you're not very good at what you do. But I think if somebody comes in there and they already have an attitude. If they're going
away being mean to me, a wait staff, I'm not going to be okay with that.
Yeah, I guess to a certain level. But I do feel like I have a certain level of like, I'm still going to tip them something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like, you could, if you ask someone who's like, who leaves like a really shitty tip beforehand, I don't think they're like, yep, that the service I get in there is really going to impact how I tip them. I don't think it matters.
Mm-hmm. You know,
as a waitress, I feel like I've had people where I've like wined and dined them and done everything. And it's still been, and I've had like it where like guys have like left their numbers and then left like a really shitty tip. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call it. Like, I'm going to
call me for the rest of the tip.
Call me for the rest of the tip.
Like, absolutely not. Speaking of, this sound like real life Grinches. I had an idea I wanted to talk through, which was in the Grinch story. I'll just read this thing. This is the Grinch thing. This just sets up everything. So it could be that his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be perhaps his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was 2 sizes too small. So why the Grinch hates Christmas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, honestly, though, the shoe issue or like if your clothes aren't fitting you right or comfortable, it's going to change your mood.
That was sending me
And they're
rage.
Like, I think it's because his heart's too small. I'm like, no. I think it's the shoes.
I think we go back to the shoe thing. Because when they zoom up on the shoes and he like goes like this and how tight they are.
Like, and if they're talking about his head being screwed on right, I'm like, I just think of it being like some sort of like something needs to be stretched or something. And I'm like, you're like not walking right. Your shoes are tight. And like your head just feels like crunched up or something. Like that's... like not has to do it doesn't have to do with your heart, like that will affect that, like your day to day
everything. Yeah, that's real.
Like I get grumpy like when like it'll take me a while to like figure out an outfit for work sometimes, and it's just because I'm like,
are you wearing new
weird
shoes
today,
like, they haven't been broken in,
yeah, or it's like too loose or too tight. Yeah, just,
oh my god, no,
that's not right. And then I thought about too like the idea that like maybe in becoming Santa, so the Grinch becomes Santa, right? Mm-hmm. He like almost like angrily does this thing.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Spoiler
alert. Oh yeah. He steals Christmas. Spoiler. Thank you. I should have told, we'll edit a fast forward or something.
Yep.
But he becomes Santa, right? So he gets a whole new outfit. He basically like queer eyes or does like a glow up for himself.
Wow.
In spite of this, all these people he hates.
Yeah, to spite them, yeah.
But then I think he actually gets like, he does some custom like fits and like that's
actually.
He's
probably actually, been cold. He's been walking around naked.
So like, I think in this like spiteful glow up that he does,
okay,
that's when he's like, oh.
He's in his revenge era.
Yeah, but then he feels like comfortable and now he's not mad.
He feels
anymore.
Hot probably too.
Yeah, and he's not mad anymore. Right? They're like, his heart grew 10 sizes. I'm like, no, he has like outfit that fits.
Yeah, he has an outfit that he feels good in.
And like his shoes are right. And like
he had
his head probably is like,
and his body is
feeling all right now. Like,
and he had a custom make it.
He did a custom fit. Yeah.
You know,
like, you know, he got it tailored.
That's probably right.
If anyone gets if you get a tailor, I've never gotten a full tailored outfit, but like,
tailored outfit.
I think the idea of it sounds like
it's very
really
cool.
Nice.
Is it very cool? Have you done it?
Full outfit?
I have. Not, I've done like a suit before. Okay,
yeah. Have you? I need to do it. I feel like I need to do it for pants because pants.
Because you'll see like celebrities of all different type of shapes. You know, like, how do they look good no matter what they're like?
They're grinching themselves.
It's because they're grinching themselves. They're doing custom fits. You know,
like, it is kind of scary though when you get stuff tailored because it's like either they're gonna cut off not enough or too much.
Mm.
Like for sure, one of those two will happen.
Wait, why?
It's just what happens.
Why can't they just do it just the right?
They
amount?
Can't.
Well, that's why you gotta learn it yourself.
See, now you're the client. Now you're the client that doesn't trust the tailor.
Well.
Oh, there's.
Yeah, but that's
I gotta
like
try a new tailor.
Yeah, new tailor. No. Got a new.
Yeah, you gotta get a new tailor. Yeah.
But anyways, I like the idea that like we really overlooked the shoe.
Yeah, we really overlooked that. And just we need to give him more.
Finding
credit for
shoes
that.
Is like a pain in the ass.
Such
like,
a pain.
Like every shoe I've had for like probably the last 4 years. It's like they work generally, but they're not exactly right.
You're not like
it's never exactly it's right. Never it's exactly never like right. as cool as wrong. I want it to be. It's yep. never fitting the correct way. It's just
Jess has also has very expensive taste too. So
yes, there's that. That that goes into the same. Towel thing.
Yeah,
yeah, it goes into the towel problem.
She's very
found
particular.
The perfect towel.
Found the perfect towel.
How much is it? $100.
$100 a towel.
Hmm.
Seems a bit insane.
Seems a bit insane. But also, we have had towels for a long time. We do have them for a long time, so it might be a good investment. Because if you like them,
$100 a towel.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Just get the towels that you
There's
want.
Like a weird integrity thing of like, I don't know if integrity is the right word, but like, so when we were in, we went to Disney Resort for work or whatever, and then kind of expecting the hotel for our, just how they brand things and experience moments. And they had a breakfast sandwich there. I already talked about this, but like $25 for a breakfast sandwich.
Whoa.
And I'm like, well, where's the limit? Why 25? Why not make it 50? Like, what's the limit there? Like, and that's there. Like, I won't buy that sandwich because I think there's something like wrong about that.
Right.
And that's something like probably how we were brought up where like my coworkers were like, yeah, like when we used to go, it'd just be like, we save up and they just go wild. I'm like, no, we weren't brought up like that.
No,
Disney wasn't even
not.
In the radar
absolutely
of places
not.
We would go because no. of that sort of no. money. Like,
we would go to fairs and my dad's like, there's too many of you. Go have fun.
Like, go have fun. No can't money. Play any games
can't
at the fair.
Games. I'm not giving you money.
You don't, yeah.
Because
I don't see the point of going to those places.
Because it would rack up so fast. You with four kids, it's like you give them each $10, it's $40.
I would take.
Like, no,
I personally wouldn't
that.
Take a kid to a fair or an arcade if I wasn't ready to drop money.
Agreed. I agree.
I wouldn't. I agree. Like everyone gets $100 a kid.
I think they really made us rely on our imagination a lot because we had to
like,
make.
Could
things
you
fun.
Imagine playing one of those games? That's crazy. It is kind of sad, though.
It is really
I remember
sad.
As an adult going to an arcade, like, with Alex.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
It's actually a lot of fun,
I spent money.
Yeah, and you're like,
and I won big, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it felt good.
Oh yeah.
I was, like, giving out tickets to his, like, cousins or stuff, too. I was like...
You have to be just willing to, like, pay the price. That it's going to pray to get the... have the experience. Don't even bring the kids there if you don't want to do... You're going to have to pay $5
like, we were, like,
funnel
checking
cake.
The things, like, for coins.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sad.
Destitute.
I just, it's like embarrassing. Honestly, it's embarrassing. I would not have. I'm like we.
Ever wanted a place? Let's make it big. You know, let's do it up big. What? Like, did you ever have like field trips and then after the field trip, you guys would go to like McDonald's or something? Like on the way back to school from a field trip? Like the cool parents
like
were always.
The school would take you to McDonald's?
No.
Oh.
Like, you all went to the, we all went to a field trip in, like, different cars. They had, like, parents would, like, volunteer, right? And then, like, if you got a cool parent, they're like, we're stopping at McDonald's before you go home. Mm. We're like, hell yeah. And I feel like one time, like, my mom did it, and I was like, my mom's a hero to everybody in this car, you know? All the kids were like, shh.
Yeah, but would
so
mom
cool.
buy?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
I think a lot of the parents would just put up the money.
I remember going on that and then being like, I have my cold lunch. I don't have money for
that's what
that,
I
said. So
yeah.
It
yep.
would.
I think
like, but if I was the parent, I would buy. For
I would
all the
just
kids.
Buy all the kids. I think that's what mom did. I think she.
Well, that
just,
makes sense. Like,
I think there's like four.
Like,
there's four or five kids in the car. It's not like
done.
You know. But like,
well, I remember just, definitely going on a field trip and being like, oh yeah,
yes.
we don't have money.
Yep. Or like after like a sporting.
But
event.
They had money. That's
they
the weird thing
money.
About it. They had money, but they didn't spend it ever.
No, we always. It was always like. We just they should have just given
like,
us
like not like we were
but
wealthy,
we have,
but they were like
yeah we
solid
didn't get allowance.
Class,
you always
yeah.
had to go to your parents and ask them for money like you were begging.
Yeah,
like can I, Dad? I need $15 for this school project. Like it was
yeah,
always
yeah.
like I always thought we were destitute. Like, I always thought we were like week away from like losing the house. The way they talked, the way they talked, it was like
Yeah, I bet mom would be like, no, we did. And I was like, but you did, though.
Every single Christmas, like, don't expect a lot this year, kids.
Things are really tough.
It's going to be a small Christmas. Okay? And I was like, oh, okay.
And then mom's like, why don't you get rid of those towels? I'm like, I don't have towel money, mom.
Yeah, mom. It's going to be a small Christmas this year for my towels.
No, but I do have, like, I was just showing something to Caitlin because I was on a whole, like, towel lookup thing yesterday. Because I'm like, God, mom's going to say something about the towels.
Yeah,
because I'm going to replace them. But I was like, I didn't get enough. Because
our towels are old. It's just, like, Jess is really particular about what she likes. So then she has
to. I'm like, I don't want to. There's certain things I'm like, I don't want a piece of shit.
Yeah. Also, textures of the towels.
I'll wait. Like, there's that. Getting into too much information for podcast listeners. Yeah. But, like, the thing where the media stand. And it's just, like, two IKEA things next to each other. And it looks okay. It kind of looks like garbage. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't want to buy something that's, like.
That we don't like.
That no, or you just are like, that's okay. Like, I already have a plan to, like, do something built that's nice. Yes, like, really nice.
Yeah.
And, like, really custom. Custom, like the Grinch.
Custom, like the Grinch. Yes, I feel like I'm someone who will, I will hold off and then I'll dump money. I'll hold off and dump money. Yeah. That's how I am. Rather than, like, replace it more often and be, like, a human about it, I'll just be like, until this thing's fallen off.
She says this, but she has a lot of Old Navy stuff, guys.
I know, and I hold off, and then I dump a bunch of money on my
Old Navy.
then I go fucking wild on Old Navy, guys. Back. I get my Old Navy
and it
cash.
Lasts about a month.
It lasts like a month.
Tattering apart.
Hey, she liked the t-shirt. I got the t-shirt. Anyways, you can get free advertisement, Old Navy.
Yeah.
Bleep this out, Mike. Mike's our second.
Edit it out.
Mike, you guys don't get that for free, Old Navy. But yeah, no, I am.
Oh, yeah. This was something I want to talk about to you, which was like at work, a lot of, I'm not going to get into the whole thing of it, but sure, like the idea of work culture like makes me like sick. I hate
it's disgusting.
When people are like, we've got a good culture. I'm like, just let's not talk about culture.
Nick, what's your work culture like?
It's so awesome.
What about culture at work? The idea of culture created at work. What do you think about that idea? Do you think culture should come from work? Do you think people should be visiting your work for the culture?
Wait, what? Visiting?
You know how like people visit different countries and they're like, wow, India just had a really interesting different culture from America. It's really cool. Mm-hmm, like, like when you think about a work having culture, it's like, oh, people should come visit my work. Because
and the culture, is like.
People do visit. That's a thing. People like go to other studios and see how they do their.
But the work culture.
For the culture, though.
Yeah.
A little bit for the culture, probably.
A little bit for the culture.
Yeah.
The work culture is
he's
like.
He's drinking the Kool-Aid over here.
He loves it.
I think the culture thing, I feel like comes in play when you're like recruiting people that don't know what it's like to work at a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When we were talking about it, we were talking about how like the work, like I guess the work culture would be like, wow, this work culture, like everyone wears diapers. Like nobody can even get bathroom breaks. Like that's their work culture. Like I feel like that's what work culture is. There isn't like a vibe of work culture where it's like sick. It's just a level of bad versus how much time you get to yourself versus like how healthy. I feel like it's a healthy thing. I don't think it's a matter of like the work culture. The work culture is never cool. It's either like healthy.
I think if it gets too big, it can't be.
It can't be.
If it gets too big.
I feel like if the work culture is relaxed and like nice to their employees, that's the best culture versus something like, we got a ping pong table. Great. I don't care.
Yeah, ping pong table.
I mean,
he loves a ping pong table.
He's drinking the cool. I'm telling you.
He's drinking the cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm on the same page with this one.
Really? You like a workout? You work from home, don't you?
Most of the time I do, yeah.
Then you can't.
It's not really culture, though.
It's not really culture. The culture is your house.
No, if you have to go in, that's where culture gets.
That's where the culture gets it.
I think it depends on your work intentions or something. Again, it's like, do you want to be friends with people at work?
Yes.
Do you want to, like?
Is there time to be friends with people, I think would be important. Like, can you have nonsense conversations?
See, that to me is the community at work.
Yeah.
That's not the
culture.
Okay, what does that mean then?
What is the tenets of culture are probably food, outfits, maybe like the design of the place would have to be part of the culture.
Lingo.
These are all important things to me so far.
Lingo, he loves this.
I think if the place looked looks cooler, I would enjoy it more.
Okay. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's the same thing.
Like lighting is really important.
Me and Eric, person I work with, always look at other studios in like New York City, and we just get angry about like all of their cool. unbelievable looking office.
Oh, I should look at.
It's just like God. We got cool columns and stuff and like skylights, but these people have like. Beautiful furniture, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you want, like even like a hotel that we're kind of working on for the interior part. Like my idea is like it should look like something you don't have access to yet. Like if I could put that into my house right now or buy it like at IKEA and kind of get the same look, it's not as interesting to me as something that's like, oh, I don't have access to that look yet or something. Like I think. That's the same thing with work. Work could provide something that you personally cannot buy. Like, they could buy cooler furniture, right, than you could afford.
Okay, there's an interesting point, though, with that, which is that I feel like most people don't know what constitutes as cool or good furniture.
I think there are like, a selected number of people who have that skill.
Yes. Well, there's just a lot of people that don't, that are unaware entirely of this world of, like, designer.
And what works for, like, a... big group of people for bringing that energy versus like if you made a really cool looking I guess if you have good taste it doesn't matter what aesthetic you pull the trigger on because it's
yeah
it should work regardless.
I looked up the aspects
we say of that culture. Sitting like in these like you know
yeah
sofas and stuff
I looked up the aspects of culture. Okay, one of them is language. So what's the lingo in the thing
jargon
what's yeah. the jargon.
Okay, what else?
Another one is symbols.
Symbols? I guess
that's maybe like a logo. Oh. Again, this is like...
Okay.
Rituals. How do you haze the new guy?
Yeah,
is it a swirly? Is it a...
Uh-huh. I don't know about that.
What's the ritual?
Oh, that's why those things are like those, you know, those like make fun of office culture things. The videos are always like the guys like... sign this birthday card or whatever. Yes, like
that's a ritual.
That's a ritual,
that's,
yeah.
That's part of the office culture. Now yeah, we're getting into
now
it.
That's awful. Yeah.
Social structure. That makes sense. Like there's a hierarchy
of some sort. Yeah, okay.
Whatever. I guess how much that is. They said the religion. There's no religion in it, so that doesn't make sense. Yeah, social organization, customs, and traditions. Like if it's like every year we do Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Something like that. Language, arts and literature, government. You guys have a government at work. Who's listening to the people?
But what makes a good culture then?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Because a culture is a culture.
Well, moving on, I want to also get into this other bit that I have about, which the culture thing wasn't a bit so much, I guess, just an idea of, I don't like the word culture at work. I just don't think
I don't think you should call it culture.
It's not somewhere where I necessarily... I don't know how much you could be like your job is tied to a cultural thing. I think it can be. Can companies do a good job at it? I think it's rare. I think it has to be small, probably.
I also think there's a difference between culture and work, like camaraderie. And I think maybe they kind of mix those two up. Like, we want better culture. But if you work with a bunch of people you like... Yeah, it doesn't matter how ugly the space is. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, you're already like cool. And I think the biggest thing that it, like affects how you view a culture is how well you're treated.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's the biggest indicator. Like, if you're not allowed, you know, you're working 60 hours.
Oh, so the other thing I want to talk about was the idea that like work will be like, we're like a family here, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, Caitlin doesn't just like leave one day and they're like, Caitlin's not with us anymore. And then nobody talks about it at all.
And then we started talking about this and we're like, we're in our family kind of that woman.
Well, no. Yeah. We're like, actually, yeah. In a lot of toxic families, they would just be like, that person doesn't talk to us, but you wouldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But I'm like, I think that's super weird. We're like a family here as soon as someone's laid off or like, because we had someone like leave recently or something. And it's like, I don't know that person's leaving. I don't know. Rest I don't know peace. That they were laid
we're
off.
Like a, or, we're like yeah, a family like, here, but Steve, you're on notice.
But Steve's gone and we don't talk about him anymore. Bye.
Yeah, we don't talk about him anymore.
It is a toxic family. It's a toxic family is what it is. It's a
toxic family. Yeah. Yeah. That's like when somebody
like, you
says,
can't
like,
be like, we're all good until like we want like, mm-hmm. everyone needs to shut up about it.
We're a toxic family. We're like a business.
Or like a business. Exactly. That's what it is.
My family's more like a business.
More like a business.
My family's more like a business.
We're kind of like coworkers.
A toxic family. Yeah. A toxic family is just a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what you're saying. Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me.
And a business that's a family? Just a toxic
CEO
family.
Is mentally ill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson, yeah.
That's a family company.
Family company. A family business. A business family.
I met a guy at a party yesterday that was, he works on design for Johnson & Johnson.
Wow.
What kind of design? Graphic design?
Like advertising.
Oh, okay.
Is that like a heavy? That's
I
a
did
heavy
a little
item.
Work for a little.
Sound like
J&J.
A nightmare.
Did you do a little work? Yeah, I mean, J&J's got their fingers in every
yeah,
pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
their
the
office
pots.
Design way back.
They're all over the place. They're probably
years ago.
Demonic. Yeah.
If I was making ads for Johnson & Johnson, designing ads for Johnson & Johnson,
I feel like every
I don't
single
care
time you say it, you sometimes put a T in it, and then sometimes you
it
don't.
Change it. I like it.
I kind of like it. I like it. Johnston &
Johnston.
I think this is like where I work with a guy whose last name is Johnston.
Johnston? Yeah. I kind of like it better.
Johnson & Johnson. Johnston & Johnston.
It's like what is it called when a company is not actually the company? It's not
like a holding company?
Well, you're not like buying Johnson & Johnson like shampoo.
Conglomerate?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like Unilever or whatever.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Unilever. Yeah.
All I'm saying is if I was making ads for Johnson and Johnston and Johnson,
different.
That...
First, change the name.
That I don't care what the culture is, I have to leave. I don't... Like, it doesn't matter if there is a ping pong table, if everything looks amazing inside.
Why?
I don't want to be making ads for Johnson & Johnson.
Why? I see.
What if it's like, you do whatever you want?
That don't want it.
Why? Why do you hate Johnson & Johnson?
I think it's like a...
No, I just don't like... Yeah, I just don't like big advertising. Like, I wouldn't want to work on that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So what I'm saying is, it's like, goes back... Let's take it back.
Yeah, take it back. Bring it back.
If the culture, supposed culture is really great, like, if you're not getting paid a lot...
Doesn't matter.
And you're not working on stuff you like working on, I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Don't even worry about the culture thing. Just like pay people well and get cool clients.
No, that's what they'll do. They'll they'll be like, we're not going to get raises this year, kids, but you know, we got a hockey table and you're like, that's, I don't want that. Like we get, it's a classic pizza party.
Oh yeah. Like we're doing the pizza party instead of like, this is something we need to talk about, which is
pizza parties.
No, but like that made me think of the, and like we would talk about this, like this has nothing to do with Christmas, so I don't care when this podcast comes out. But like, because we mentioned the Grinch. But like, what's Christmas movie with that guy?
Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Christmas Vacation?
Good Vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
You know that guy. Thank you. Yes, but how the boss is like held accountable for like taking away the bonus, and the guy was relying on the bonus.
Classic.
Like, why are wealthy people considered cool now?
When did wealthy people become cool?
Not saying we think they're cool, but like there are people that are like, Elon Musk is cool. And it's like, you know, they're like in the 90s, like even Tommy Boy, the whole like premise is like this town is saved by him. Where now they'd be like, they sell off the factory. And it's like, fuck you guys.
It's because of social media. The fascination with celebrity. Is like
you think that's
so becoming
heightened.
A celebrity as a billionaire is probably the safest way to like be a billionaire,
and just having money otherwise, means you can have your face everywhere, and then people are like, that's that guy,
that's cool, I know him,
that's cool, I know that
but
guy.
Also though, like, we, even if we don't know the person like that owns Johnson, like I don't know what his name is or whatever,
Mr. Johnson
is Mr. Johnson, whatever his name,
or Johnston,
or Johnston, yes,
there's like a yes. like a revelry for people with money now that there really wasn't at some,
like Scrooge, maybe there's
everything's
been about how
like
wealthy
Scrooge
people
McDuck
are awful
is,
and like everything now is just like wealthy people are so cool. They're,
maybe
they make my life.
You know
better.
What? Maybe it was DuckTales. That was the first nail in the coffin of class solidarity.
What do you mean?
Because DuckTales is all about like Scrooge McDuck going on like.
Is it
DuckTales? Yeah.
I don't know.
Christmas Vacation though, they don't like the they don't like Mr. Shirley.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying
most movies were like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but now they're not. Now
they kids, always like, he gets kidnapped.
Yes, exactly. And then when and then afterwards they're like. She's like, honey, why would they do this to you? And he's like, oh, I took away the Christmas bonuses. And she's like, oh,
the
honey.
Crazy
nowadays, they would be like, we're pressing charges.
Of all the cheap, lousy ways to save a buck.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What she says.
Yeah, exactly. Nowadays, it would have been like.
He'd be like, but the shareholders. He's like, the shareholders are holding the gun to his head. So he's like, kill me, please.
Yeah. No, he'd be like, I don't care about your family. I don't care about your pool.
Yeah.
they just don't care about anymore.
No, he'd be like, listen, I understand. And they're like, we're all in pain right now. It's we're all suffering.
And he'd make a face like.
Yeah. It's basically, it's like, we're all in it together kind of thing. Yeah. And it's like, fuck off, bro.
Yeah. I hate that. I think I found an article.
Squeezing all the pennies out of people.
But like, crazy. There is something, there is a change where I said, when did like that lifestyle thing trend? Someone says the early trend of the 2000s. Media tried to make billionaires cool. They said like the idea, I think there was also this idea of like, I feel like before this, there was a thing of like, you're never going to be them. You're never going to be a Rockefeller. You're never going to be a whatever, where all of a sudden they started selling this false tale that like Bill Gates started in a little shack and like so-and-so started in his garage. I think that's part of it.
Those pop psychology books are probably what did it. Like the podcast, If Books Could Kill, talk about a lot of those books. I bet a lot of that stuff came out in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So the economy is doing really well and they have all these books being like, you could be in on this
too. There's an idea of like upward mobility.
You're being a slacker. Yes. So this individualism kind of takes off, right?
And I think too, Cribs? We didn't have cable, but Cribs, I feel like that idea of MTV seeing Cribs. How they live, of like being like, look at this, like look at what they have.
Like it's
look
cool that they're like this versus like.
When it should be like, this is an illness. Like, this is disgusting that you need to live this
you're
way.
Doing
like,
too much. Ugh. Yeah.
All the Cribs houses were terrible looking too.
They were awful. It's like wasted space.
Yeah. Just designed horribly.
Gaudy kind of usually.
Mm-hmm. It's like all maximalist nightmare looking
stuff. Yes, exactly. That was the highlight probably of the McMansion thing too.
Everything's gold.
Yes, too. I was just thinking that gold. It's just like gold like chandelier.
Yeah, it's so goofy looking.
And just empty space.
Yeah, I just feel like it's like something we need to like bring back like shame. Like we need to bring back like
make rich people lame again.
They are lame. They are. I've never met a cool rich person in my life.
I could be paid to think otherwise.
I could be paid to think otherwise.
Though. Hey, rich people, if you're listening,
you want to sponsor this podcast, we will sell out.
We will sell out. Jess famously will
just send me $1 million and I'll be singing your praise.
Singing it.
Like they've changed.
I'll make sure that the poor never
get John Oliver said that he's like, that's part of the reason why it's so hard to push like social things here as far as like, you know, things that would be good for like the working class, because like he's like, you guys all have this idea that you're all like going to be billionaires or that could be you one day and you don't want the tax or whatever. He's like, in England or in the UK, you can never be part of the royal family, like,
right?
Maybe if you marry into it possibly, but you're never going to be born in. And I think people think like there's this idea that like
It's an American dream thing.
Yeah, it's like I feel like there was there was an idea of like, yeah, time to wake up, guys.
Wake up, Americans.
American nightmare, am I right? Wake up, America.
No, it's like this, like,
get woke, talk radio America. Show.
You gotta wake up.
You gotta wake up, America. And then there's like a cool, like, beep, 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 beep. That's our song. And then
that was like the Seinfeld in between.
Yeah, sorry. Don't sue me. I don't have money. Why are you gonna sue me? I have no money.
That's not what they
Seinfeld ended. You can use it.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Seinfeld has entered the public domain.
Hell yeah.
Has it?
No.
Okay. No idea.
I think you need like 150.
Yeah, I think it's like 100 years. Yeah. Yeah. We're on our way, though.
We're on our way, Seinfeld.
This is also, if we want to go to another thing I have.
Okay, anything else to say about wealthy people being like, I think wealthy people are lame. Fuck them. Absolutely. I think
unless they're willing to pay.
But I think fundamentally they're very uninteresting. They don't have to like struggle, so they don't have to like think of ideas. Like they found that like as like kids like grown in wealthy families tend to be less creative. They tend to be less good at like problem solving because they don't have any like need to do it. Like, you know, if you're like, I need a lollipop now, and someone's like, you can't have it. They're like, okay, I just want it, and that's, you know.
Or I think maybe you see your parents' problems.
Also, your
too.
Empathy goes down.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like if they don't have access to everything, even though your parent could kind of give you a child like pretty much anything, like even if like you're middle class, you're like anything you want, Caitlin, you have. But like, you still have to see your parents' problem solved. Like they still have to take the car in to get fixed and things like that. Where it's like, I don't know.
They just, they've done studies, and they just like they don't develop like any kind of like resilience and stuff. And I was like, I wouldn't want to be that way. I feel like it's like kind of lame. I mean, I get that if you're a trust fund kid, you can't I mean, you don't get to choose where you live, but.
But also, right. like, with mental health problems or just dealing with problems not great, I'm like, it sounds nice not to have to have a resilience.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
better. Resilience is a really, like, it's a good way to,
you get it because.
Yeah. Like, it's a good, I don't know, we'd say, what would you attribute to have?
Mm-hmm. I think, though, that you that always sucks. Have to have it eventually.
I think you always have to do it, too. To be a human.
I want to be a baby.
She wants to be a baby.
It's interesting, though, how, like, your perception of wealth, like, you like, feel like, oh, like, as a kid, you're like, we have money. We're not, like, poor people.
I was like, we're rolling.
But then you meet somebody else, wealthy, and it's like, wow.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Cause you fly for your vacations?
Yeah.
That was me.
I feel like when I was a kid, I was always, like, people that I went to school with, like act like I was, like, rich. But I think it's because I was an only child. So it's like there was way more money to allocate to me.
To one kid.
So so it always was like, you got an Xbox and a PlayStation?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah.
just like, well, that they both came out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, like, but then like at the party I was at last night, the guy was like, yeah, me and my whole family, like all 12 of us went to Japan for like 3 months or something I was a kid on vacation. And I was just like, this is like a different
kind of thing. Yeah, that's different than an Xbox for sure.
Yeah, I was like, I was just getting like all the toys that were available.
Yes.
But we weren't going anywhere.
Toys aren't that expensive.
No.
Toys are actually really,
they're really not.
They're not. They're actually pretty cheap.
I can see why you wouldn't want to get too many because it's just like a mess then in the house.
Yeah.
You got to get the big toy box.
Yeah, you do.
And then throw them there.
Then you got to buy a toy box.
In a basement. You can go in the basement and go wild, you know. Yeah. All your toys everywhere.
No, I just think it's more, I think a kid's like gauge of it. But anytime we played, the bad guy was a wealthy person.
Mm-hmm.
And when we played as kids, it was always the rich guys trying to keep us down. It was never like, oh, thank goodness I'm wealthy. Like, nobody ever plays rich as a kid. Maybe they do.
I would think any kid that plays like princess kind of thing.
I guess that is kind of rich. Like, a royal family. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to have strife. So it'd probably be like, she got kidnapped or something. She's going through it. Yeah. Like, I mean,
she ran out.
She ran. Yeah, yeah. There has to be like, you know, she's got a dragon. That's whatever. Yeah. I feel like.
If you were a creative child.
If you were a creative child. If you were wealthy, you were just like, and I went wealthy and the butler came and gave me food. I don't know how rich people talk, but yeah. I don't know. Lame. And I feel like I look at Elon Musk and like in my heart of hearts, I'm like, you could have all the money in the world, dude. You will never be cool. You will never, like, you cannot buy it. Like, you bought, like, a new hairline. Like, somebody said, like, the way he's, like, his stomach is kind of, like, jutting out.
It's very strange.
It's very strange. And somebody
said, his chest is, like,
a robot.
It's like his chest is, like, coming out.
They said it's, like, what happens when you get a lot of liposuction. So then when you gain weight, it's all the subcutaneous fat that gets larger.
That's crazy.
So it's like kind of, because you don't get the fat that's like outside of your organs. You get it inside because.
Yeah, so it stops
basically
growing.
When you get fat, like your cell, the fat cell gets larger. But if you remove the fat cell completely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
God, I hope so.
So like, they're like, that's why that is. And I'm like, all the money in
no
the world.
No way,
dude,
that is crazy.
That's what they think. That's what somebody said.
I think he's pregnant in his chest.
You think so?
With an alien.
Right here.
Yes.
Yep. Or a robot.
It's just like, and I'm like, and then you see him like run on stage and like jump, and I'm like, dude, you'll never, like, you, I mean, you can pay people to be your friends, you can pay people to be your wife, like, you can do all that, but I was like, in your heart of hearts, you know, like, you're just never gonna get it. You're just never gonna, and you probably will never have to, you know, you're never gonna have to, you know, come face to face with yourself, but, God,
one day.
So maybe one day. I feel like a death's door, maybe, maybe they do, maybe they have something where they're like, oh, shoot. I was never cool. And everyone was like, and all the nurses were like, nope, you weren't. Like, no. And then he dies. And that's how it goes.
It's like, no, you were, because they're getting paid.
Yeah. You were, as he goes out. As like, the light comes, they're like,
yeah.
You weren't cool.
Sorry. Next thing. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. The next thing was, this was from another podcast. I don't know the name of it, but it was two guys talking about saying, so when society collapses, what are you going to be happy to let go of?
Oh, I feel like I saw that.
Yeah.
What do you mean by let go of?
I don't know. That's just the question. But the joke that emails. They did, the one guy was like being alive. And I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because they're talking about how they're like not trying to be like apocalypse survivor people.
No, I'm not.
Emails?
Yeah. Like, I don't
want to. I think all the pop-ups.
All the pop-ups, yeah.
A little like notification things.
You know, that they're going to pop up and be like, get this new weapon.
Or like when you log into a, you see, go to a website and it's like, I'm just trying to look at like this ad and then it's like 10% off.
10%
like,
off. Okay. Please give us your, please.
I think that's
We said yesterday, we're like, I wish I could just give someone my social security number so I can never get a pop up. Yeah. Like, here's all my information. It's all there. Go get it. Leave me alone. Stop with the pop ups.
What does it take?
Stop it.
What does it take?
Something I'd be happy to let go. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good excuse like if you don't want to go out, though.
Society collapses. I don't care what you think it looks like. Whatever that is for you. Mm. Be happy to let go of the sunshine. I'm living in a bunker now. Just kidding. Mm. I don't know what that's... They don't explain it. I just thought the one joke was funny that I thought maybe that question's interesting.
Yeah, life. Yeah.
I think keeping up with anything.
Yeah.
At all, ever. Time. Maybe I let go of time being scheduled.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Mm.
Just...
I get nothing done.
I mean, the pandemic was a kind of like a taste of that in some ways.
Yeah, kind of.
Like... But you still worked in the pandemic. Yeah. I got laid off, so I was like pretty much free for like 6 months. It was great.
I don't know. Something I'd be happy to let go of.
Insurance. Just the whole idea of it existing. Gone.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But then I also need medicine, though. No, you grow your own medicine on your little farm.
Maybe you're not sick. Maybe it's like just society that's sick. You know,
that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. I'm not sick and I don't need medicine anymore. Hell yeah.
Maybe in this apocalypse.
In this apocalypse, it also cures you, so you don't have to need anything.
Yeah.
You have to. If you leave the house, you have to carry less stuff. You don't have to worry about like your phone is useless now.
Yeah,
you don't need,
need to bring it. No, I feel like you have to, arguably you have to carry more stuff.
Depends on where you're heading.
Yeah, it depends what the society collapse is like. Yeah. Like, is it just a nuclear bomb and I'm out there and I pretty much get like sick immediately? Yeah, or is it like...
Yeah. Well, you just want to die in that case.
Yeah, pretty most cases I've already decided I'm out, but like...
Honestly, if I had I'm a Sagittarius rising, so I don't mind to travel. But if I had to travel all the time and I didn't like have a place I'd be
into building like the homestead thing and like barricades and all that.
Yeah, I would need a place to bunker down. I'd
have more energy for that sort of job than anything.
I think
like,
she would
build a like little like farmstead kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Barricade it, like all the energy of the world waking up for work to like get on the train.
Well, yeah, because
energy is just not there.
No,
you know?
There's no survival attached to it. You've been doing this for thousands of
Hurry
years.
Hurry up, go look at the light for 10 hours.
Here, go look at this box. Great. I hope the box is nice to me today. Well, the box has some bad news. And you're like, great. Now I got to listen to this box. What about you, Nick? What are you looking forward to? You don't have to do stuff.
No more jobs. Sorry.
No more jobs.
I know. He loves it. Kool-Aid.
He loves it. He's like, what about the culture?
I guess I would start an office.
And like a little wood office, like on stumps, and we could all come and just pretend that we're typing.
Just for the culture.
You say I would start an office?
Yeah, you start an office. Yeah.
For the culture.
Yeah, for the culture. All right, guys, quitting time.
Try to get us back on track.
Guys, we're going to have to get late. We're going to have to get late. We're going to have to stay late.
Yep.
This culture is just really going.
Oh, sorry guys, like I'm not gonna be able to pay you an extra pine cones today.
Right.
Some things fell through with the shareholders.
It's shareholders like, are just like some like rocks that are piled up rocks, with like a face on it.
It's just a guy I know who's able to get lots of pine cones.
And the guy's like, I got plenty. Like, no, we need struggle here.
We need struggle. That's where you It kind of makes sense. That's how you
build
the society back up is withholding.
I feel like the death answer makes the most sense.
Right. Yeah. But that's not.
But also just like right before that happens, just not having to constantly resupply everything.
Mm.
Like I've just like, I don't know why this just dawned on me recently, but I'm just like, all we do is just like use like the same like 10 things and be like, I'm out of milk. I'm out of cereal. Mm-hmm. I'm out. Oh, the something's
like
broken.
Like to maintain life is exhausting.
House is dirty again.
Yeah.
Everything is just a cycle of like constantly nonstop. Being
gotta
like,
do laundry again.
Oh, I got to get more of the thing.
Got
to
get.
No, when society collapses, no one has to wash their clothes.
Wow.
You can't.
Everyone's just a stinky fucker. Yeah.
So. Yeah, you're just stinky.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's not good.
If I couldn't take a shower at the end of the day, I think I'd have to.
Yeah. Have you're to like, be I'm out. He's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm done.
No, there's showers in the...
Oh, there is? Okay, good. Yeah.
Only cold water,
though. It's mostly, like, capitalism's gone. Capitalism's gone. And like structure of society.
Oh, this is a whole different question.
I don't know what to say.
I guess I would be curious if comedy's still around. We still have comedy.
I mean, nobody's doing anything. You know what I mean? So like, why not
organize? Yeah, organize people and be like, I was working on my homestead the other day, guys. You know what I'm talking about. And this deer keeps getting in and eating my vegetables, and everyone's like
laughing. So this is you're basically saying, like, we're just going back in time.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
No, but you have to let go of things that currently exist. So it's like, if we were suddenly back in time, you would, okay, sure, if that's the case, everyone has to have the working knowledge of what Amazon is in this collapsed society. We all know what it is. So that's kind of nice for us. You know, it's not just shooting back in time and everyone's like, oh, like, read the Bible and stuff like that, which I guess whatever. But like, everyone's just, we're all aware.
So there's no more internet, is that?
Yeah, internet's gone. Yeah.
Okay, internet's gone.
I think the internet has to be gone in a societal collapse. Maybe not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fortunately.
Shoot, I don't know.
I think people are going back to fires. They're going back to sitting around a fire.
Sitting around a fire.
Depends on where you live,
too. Crave the light.
They crave the light.
Staring at the light.
They love looking at flames. Love
something calming
about it. If we can somehow put those flames in a box.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
At the office, you'll have that.
Yeah, at the office.
At the office, he promises. It's like a new, like,
religion. Everyone's just standing in front of, like, a dumpster on fire, and they're holding, like, a picture frame in your hand.
Yeah.
Like a, wow. So depending on where you hold it, it's like, an illuminated box.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm still like scrolling. Like, you guys see that flame? Yo, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, no, but it's like on, but it's like a, it's on like a little, like it's a piece of paper that's like on like little scrollies. And like they, so people like make fake phones so you can pretend to scroll, but it's just like the same like four pictures that are going like,
yeah.
A little scroll.
You just spin a little wheel.
I have like a frame. I have like a frame where you're like, you can see the fire like kind of shooting up, and then you're like, wow,
there's a piece of plexiglass on
you just like write down your comment and like pass it over like, oh yeah,
you guys see this,
have you guys seen this?
And they're like, and they, like, we have to come over here to look at it, because if I hold, do like this, now you're looking at something over there.
No, sometimes like I feel like my brain sometimes I was doing a puzzle the other day, and I swear I went to like zoom up.
Oh yeah, I do that all the time.
I've never done
that's
that.
Bad,
really.
Well, with, like on an image, like on something, like in life, you're like, I want to see that closer.
I use Procreate a lot for like drawing, and I'll and you're zoom doing it all up day. To draw something. And now it's not as bad because I haven't been drawing on the tablet as much anymore. But like, I would end up being like, if I drew something on a piece of paper, I'm like,
I talked to somebody the other day where we were talking about how like we want a 2x in real life. Sometimes you're like, let's just
double speed
on TikTok. You can just press it, and you're like. Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
If you could double speed things.
Double speed
things. Well, just do you double speed things?
No.
Does she?
I think I double speed on TikTok, or do I double speed away my life? Because that's...
Do you,
then that's well, click,
that's,
the movie.
That's literally click.
That's but, click. Is it click the movie?
Doesn't work out for them, guys.
No, it's a horrible...
Does it? Oh, my God.
Horrible that's, experience.
That's crazy. Him. My baby sister went to see that movie with Andrew Garfield, Something in Time.
We Live in Time.
We Live in Time. And she's like, I didn't cry once. It was garbage. And then she said that somebody said to watch Click and that would make you cry. And so she's like, I'm gonna watch Click, no spoilers. I was like, I don't really remember the movie that much.
I just know Bed Bath and Beyond, and it doesn't work out for him.
My friend Jesse recently rewatched that. He told me it was like the worst movie ever made.
What? Really? Yeah.
Like, it was just like insufferable.
She looked up movies to make her cry, and it was like Lord of the Rings, and it was like Click.
No.
Who's writing this article?
I have no idea. We need to have her send it to me, I guess.
Because neither, that's silly.
That's what she said. She's like Click, Lord of the Rings. I think there was one other one. Maybe The Notebook?
That doesn't even seem that sad to me. I feel like there's more sad movies for
There's
sure.
so many sad movies.
I was like, honestly, just watch a cartoon from your childhood. That'll make you cry.
Lilo and Stitch will have you
in
stitches.
Yeah, like any Pixar movie too. Like they really crank
when
it up.
When Stitch says that he found his family and it's small
Jesus.
And broken.
Oh my God.
But still good.
He's like, it's kind of like a business.
It's kind of like a business. That breaks me. I was like, there's so many things I could watch to make myself cry, but it was just interesting because she's like, it didn't make me cry at all.
Watch any dog movie ever.
Yeah.
But do you speed up videos when you watch them?
Yes, I do. On TikTok. Wow. All the time. Constantly. Especially people are yapping.
You're not on TikTok that much, are you?
Never.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're on Reels and you
can't go
if you
back.
Go from TikTok to Reels, you can't go back. Because if you don't have the 2X, you're like, I need you to get to it. Especially if someone's talking and they're like, so these signs are going to have the craziest. I'm like, boop, 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 boop.
And that's
see, why. I take that as a sign of I'm not interested in whatever they're going to say. Like, I just, if someone's taking too long.
No, because I want them to get to my sign.
What do you mean?
Like, they're going through, like, this is what's coming for Aries. I'm like, I'm not an Aries. I don't care about Aries. I'm not a cat. I'm not.
She's Cancer. Fast forwarding to the
so my like thing.
No, but sometimes people like they do a whole build up. Like I already understand what you're gonna do. You're gonna talk about X, Y, and Z. So like let's skip the intro.
Or they're doing like a list of they're doing like a list of videos, and they're like, so there are things that can inflame your body and blah 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 and yada yada yada. And then they're like, and this is the next one in my list of things that inflame whatever. And you're just like, get to the stuff.
Yeah, it's so basically like big if yap right session. Now I was like. Doing an intro for this podcast. I'm like, okay, so we're on this podcast today. We're going to have Nick, we're going to have Caitlin, and we're going to have me, of course. And you guys all like my show. And this is my show about, we're going to be talking on this
show.
So
Jess and I are sisters.
It's like, just get to the
thing. And it's like, they already know that.
Stop doing the intro.
Everything's intro. I guess they don't get monetized until they're a minute long or something. Yeah. So people will add stuff.
Which I'm not on TikTok now, but yeah. I'll just jump ahead on videos.
I will jump ahead too.
If that happens, I'll just
click ahead. Like in Instagram, can you do that?
Yeah, you can click,
else? You can click ahead.
You can. I like click ahead.
The 2x is a lifesaver.
But if you could speed up things, like click.
Not in real life. I wouldn't do it. It's probably a bad idea because I feel like you would get to the end of life faster and then you'd be like, oh, I wasted my life.
Now, you would just have the realization.
Now, arguably, I'm wasting my life 2xing on TikTok, but.
Because that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you said it.
If the guy's taking too long to get to the point, I'm like, why am I even on this? And then I just close the
entire thing. No, you're right. That's real. Yeah, you're right. No. But then also, how do I get all these fun facts that I tell people? I get so many fun facts.
What's one of them now?
The one that I have really been like holding on to is the idea that like that dinosaurs were around for like 165 million years and we haven't even made it to half a million. And that's why I'm like, put some respect on dinosaurs' names. Because, they went out crazy. It wasn't them that did it. We're going to do it to ourselves. Yeah. Like, I was like, put some respect on their names. And then I also found out why men, like, when men stopped using those, like, I forgot what they're called spats. Like, those white things that we used to cover shoes. And, like, you'd wear them because...
like military people wore
those? Yeah, military people or like marching bands wear them. But like there was a point at which like one of the kings or whatever, like he was a fashionista and he was like, he came to like a party without spats on and everyone was like, what, we're not wearing those? And everyone threw them off and there was and everyone was like, we're not wearing these anymore. And they became out of style. But it used to be like, so when you went to carriage, you wouldn't get your ankle dirty, right? Mm. So you didn't want you couldn't have your pants on the ground. Now, is any of this worth the hours I spend on TikTok? Probably not. But it's a mountain of information. And there's just so much to learn, guys.
A lot out there.
There's a lot out there.
It's a lot happening on the.
Do I need to know about spats? No.
Spats.
Spats. I think that's what they're called.
Someone should take that name for something else now.
They should.
Spats. Spats is now available.
Yeah, Spats is now available. Spats is now
new
available.
Opening.
Now,
new opening. New URL available.
Spats. Yes, because I was like, that's what people will, like a fight. Yeah, these, like, white things.
I always figured they would wear it to, like, keep something out of their shoe or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, mud and stuff.
I thought it was a style thing.
I think part of it was style, but part of it, I feel like a lot of the stuff back in the olden days was, like, trying to protect your clothes from the elements. You were walking in mud all day. You were disgusting. Everything was
poop. You had your dirt clothes that you put over your clean clothes. Yeah.
You're just, like, constantly... unclean.
I mean,
what's the deal with those military pants where it's like really tight until it gets to your knee and then it's like super baggy?
Yeah, it's usually like it'd be like, I know what you're talking about.
What are they called?
Goofy ass pants.
Pantaloons.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking they're called.
It's probably a style thing.
But it's weird that it was like a military style.
I think it's so that you are like nothing. Like it's the same how like the military now they like tuck their boots.
Yeah.
Their boots go like, or their pants go inside their boots and then they tie their boot around their pants. Is that right? Yes. Yeah. So it's like more secure. Like your pants can't like get fucked up.
That's why they shave their heads too.
Right.
So like in battle, I remember learning about this with like statues for like Caesar and stuff. He shaved his head so it's like he wouldn't grab his hair in battle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So like it makes sense. That's like anything. The more smooth everything is. But somebody then they like the baggy feel, probably. Somebody said so baggy that, like, and then tight where it has
a lot
to
of
be.
Kids aren't like, I mean, this is kind of weird, but like somebody said, like a lot of kids aren't like taught how to like wash themselves like properly. So a big thing in the military is like cut down on that. And so like cutting somebody's hair off was like an easier way to make people like cleaner.
Oh yeah, like not lice or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
And
that
also they said like one of the first things the military teaches you is like how to wash yourself properly. How to like they go through all the things of, like this is how you're going to wash. This is how you're going to do that because like a lot of kids like or a lot of people like grow up and like their parents never said like you'll find this with like I know a comic that has a joke about this, but like a lot of white people will like not wash their legs. Or there was like a thing like a few years ago where like everybody was like discovering that somebody's like, you wash your legs? Doesn't the soap just go down? And everyone's like, no, you have to scrub your legs. And I was like, I think people kind of take for granted that like some kids like were never like taught how to like hygiene stuff. So they're like to keep them clean. They're like taught how to clean. They shave your hair, minimize your stuff. Just
well, the one
only think about war. Don't think about being clean.
That kind of the thing though about that is the anti-leg washers, they're doing fine though. So maybe they were onto something.
Maybe they're onto something.
Are they anti or are they just, I don't understand.
They just
why
never
it
thought of it. No.
I don't get why, how that would skip your mind, but.
Too low.
Yeah. Too low.
Can't be bending.
Yeah. Get to it next week and that's been your whole
life. I also
life.
Feel like if you're like that, you've never been dirt. Like you've never been really dirty.
That's also probably true. Yeah.
They've just never been in dirt. And which, I feel like if you're a kid that you grow up in dirt and like rolling around it, you get dirt all the way down your legs.
Yeah.
So you're like, I got to wash this whole thing. Everything. Like it was just. So it was already a thing. But maybe if you didn't grow up like that, maybe you're like, well, there's no dirt on me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. Anyways, wash your legs, guys. That's what we're saying.
Or don't.
Or don't. Or just let stuff trickle down. It works for our economy. No, it didn't. I'm sorry.
It's more of a trickle up, right?
More of a trickle up. Yeah, we're talking about this.
If you wear your spats... though you don't have to wash your legs because your legs are being saved from the
dirt.
That's
it. They were so. Like, we're just so used to spats.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yep,
but once spats went away, it really changed leg washing.
Oh, everyone had to wash everything.
Yeah, that's right. So you had some trickle from the people that were used to wearing the spats, not washing their legs. It influenced the new people that didn't wear spats who needed to wash their legs.
So much of like the thing was like literally like you only had like, you know, three pants, three like shirts, whatever. So like everything that they bought on top of it was like to protect that stuff. Like that, what is it? The white thing?
Apron?
Cummerbund?
Oh.
Cummerbund is like that white.
Yeah.
Whatever. It looks like a girdle that men wear, like that very fancy. And it was like supposed to like catch like crumbs. Or stuff coming down on your pants. Cause you're like, well, I only got like two pairs of pants.
I feel like in that time period, you should just be like, if you're going to eat at home, you should just be naked while you're eating and then put your clothes back
honestly,
on.
Probably were.
Like,
honestly,
you shouldn't be fucking around with your clothes on anything. No. Like, yeah, you just like be people like in like movies wearing like a crazy
like
seven blouse
layers
while they're like cutting wood outside in the summertime or something. It's like,
and now you're pouring sweat into that thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's why like when you when people like wash, like they're mostly just washing the undergarments because nobody is washing a full dress. That dress is like never getting washed.
Yeah.
You're just washing what touches the body.
That kind of makes sense.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah.
It does make sense.
Were they onto something?
They might have been.
They might have been kind of stinky.
I mean, I think we all certainly, definitely, I'll like wash my like undergarments, if you will, but like I won't wash a jacket.
Yep.
You wash your jackets every day?
Never.
Never.
Yeah. I didn't know you could.
Didn't know you could.
Well, now
he just found that out. Now he's going to wash his legs and his jacket. How about that?
Some jackets you can't wash, though.
No, you know.
I mean, I guess you can like dry clean.
Dry clean. Yeah.
But it is like
a jacket
is like the old form of their shirt.
What's dry
cleaning? What the fuck is dry cleaning?
What
are they doing to it?
You're going to be surprised by this, but dry cleaning is actually wet.
I hate this.
Yeah.
Already. That doesn't seem good.
How dry cleaning works.
Is it just like a damp room? They just hang it in? This is like one of those things that
I actually don't know.
It's one of those things though where like if you never ask about it,
you'll
just never know.
You could go your whole life.
Yeah, because it's like a thing where it's like a secret thing.
Yeah, it's a secret.
You have trust in dry cleaner people though. Like you're like, here's my special thing that you can't wash.
Yeah,
and they're just like,
means a lot.
We're gonna put it on a hook
to get cleaned.
And then put it in the back with like a humidifier and an anti stink wand, and just go like.
Yeah, they could just go back there doing nothing.
Oh, easily, yeah.
I bet.
How you do?
I feel like I have gotten some things dry cleaned where I got back, and I was like, it does look nicer.
Yeah, Oh, absolutely. So,
but it's been placebo. Enough things that are like, I know, that's what I'm like wondering too.
They used it, originally it was kerosene. So like basically what? Like they call it dry cleaning because they don't use water, but they do use a liquid. Now, Mr. Agar, chemistry teacher, he said that he was like, in a weird way, it's actually, dry cleaning is actually wetter. Like there's an extra like oxygen or something. I forgot what it was. But this said that it started off with kerosene. So they would just like douse your clothes in that.
And then what? And then what happens?
I guess just be like, let it dry.
Then wouldn't it smell like kerosene?
Wait, so how is the clothes?
And if you like were close to a cigar, you would just blow up?
It's like the same thing that like with, it's like instead of using water.
Don't smoke now forever. You're not smoking.
You're going to catch on fire immediately.
Yeah.
So now it's like a solvent. They're required to special blah, blah, blah. Because it used to be like toxic now, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, it's like a solvent. So it's like a liquid, but it's not water. But it gets out stuff.
How do they apply it, though? Because it's not being submerged, right?
I think it is.
No.
I think it is. We need to look up a video of it.
Wouldn't it be funny if you just can't find the answer?
Yeah, like, it's just something that
like, if you're not a dry cleaner person, you just...
Like, you start looking into it. That information isn't like available. There's, like, families that own dry cleaners, so it's, like, this, like... passed on like secret that like has to
the
be
clothes
kept.
Are put in a machine and cleaned with a solvent
in a machine.
We want to see a video of it happening.
Okay, dry cleaning.
We don't have to do it on the podcast
in a machine.
Okay, we don't have to do it on the podcast, sorry guys. You want to hear about the dry
cleaning? Put the video up at the
we'll
end
put
of the
video. Yeah, we'll tag
the link is
if,
here
if it exists.
Get a Patreon and pay us and then we'll show you everything. Yeah, it is like a washing machine. It's 36,
so you could have a dry cleaner at your house.
You could if you're wealthy enough. Yeah, I think so. If
why don't people have that? $36,000 for a washing machine?
For a dry cleaning machine, yeah.
I feel like we should be able to get that.
Also, I think
down.
The chemicals like aren't great for you.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that. What if there was a DIY dry cleaner? You know, like they have the laundry mats? A dry cleaner mat. Could that save money?
How come you have to like bring it there and then wait like a week or something? Yeah, exactly. What's up with that? Take a long time to dry because it was
right,
in some weird chemicals?
Point. That's a good point.
These are all great questions. I don't know. I wish I'd looked
it
up.
I'm calling a dry cleaner.
Dry cleaning machine.
What's the process? Do you just want to drop it off, sir? No, I need to know everything.
I need to know exactly what's going on.
Cleaning process. Also, they can't just wash it. Maybe you could get it because you couldn't get it the same day. If you need something rushed, you can get it dry cleaned in the same day.
But why is it a rush? Just be like, drop it off, be back in an hour.
Right.
Is it because there's a line?
Yeah, maybe.
I guess, yeah.
There's other people waiting?
Why is dry cleaning so fucking popular, though? Also, I feel like dry cleaning is for rich people in a way as well.
It is. And I also feel like, too, like, why are we having clothes that can't be washed with water?
Yeah, what's happening?
And also, I feel like we had a lot of those clothes for a long time. So did people just not wash anything wool? You know, like there are certain things where you're like, you got, dry clean only. I'm like, okay, well then what happened like years ago when we didn't have like this chemical solvent that we use? I think the people just didn't wash it ever.
That's why I don't own any knit sweaters anymore.
Because it's dry cleaning?
Yeah, I can't be doing that.
I can't be going
to I like them, but I can't be doing that.
Yeah, it's just
can't errand. They invent one where you just throw it in the wet thing and spin it around and then...
Yeah. Or you just buy it extra large and then it's going to shrink one day.
Well, it's gonna fall apart too, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Wool's weird.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't think they washed it.
I had a sweater in high school that I just never washed.
Okay. Yeah.
I had like a jacket I wore for like 2 years, and then I finally washed it. It was like a like a shirt jacket thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Didn't wash it.
Yeah, I had a sweater.
Yeah.
That I used to wear all the time in high school. Never washed it.
Never washed it.
Still to this day, probably.
Because it needs to be dry cleaned.
Right, probably. Or I was just afraid it would shrink or fall apart.
Yeah. Some things do change, though. I'm like, even like a... There's like some like clothing items. I'm like, it technically can be washed, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it just gets fucked up somehow being washed. And you're like, there it is. Knew it was going to like change it somehow.
Yeah.
Just slightly. Slightly is enough. And then we go back to like the shoes being too tight, you know? I can't.
Okay, and then it says they use, like, basically it's, like, the same thing as a washer, but they use the solvent. Certain fabrics absorb water, which changes them. Then drying the fabric out causes shrinkage. Dry cleaning avoids this. Also, some stains don't dissolve in water, but easily dissolve in dry cleaning solvents and are washed away.
Mm.
When they dried, they hang them to dry?
Or is it never wet to begin with because the solvent's not wet because it's not water? That's a philosophical problem.
Yep. Is correct. We use a solvent called perk.
Is correct.
And something is correct. And yes, because perk is a solvent, the garments get thoroughly wet, but the solvent evaporates in the dry cleaning process.
Oh.
That's okay. Even crazier. So then where's the dirt go?
Isn't gasoline something like that? That would
I guess that's true.
Evaporate?
Yeah.
That's why they use
kerosene. So where does the dirt go?
I don't know.
No one's worried about this.
I know some people who are.
Yeah? Is it you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's many of us that are worried.
The Anti-Dry Cleaning Association of America.
The confused dry cleaning.
Scared of dry cleaning.
Scared, not sure, don't know enough.
Scared of dry cleaning? SODC?
I'm trying to think of a way to like make an acronym out of like the word dry, like dry cleaning association. Like
before dry cleaning.
Don't really something. Don't really know.
I'm trying to figure out, like, before dry cleaning, how'd you wash the stuff that's dry clean only?
You didn't.
I think you didn't wash it.
You'd probably spot clean.
Yeah, probably.
You know, spill something on your, like, wool sweater.
Yeah.
Spot clean it. So the whole thing doesn't go crazy.
But
you
like
could also fix it.
They said that women in the, like, 50s used to use gasoline, and that's how they washed off.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
There was a public campaign to get them to
the
stop.
The smell of gasoline,
so,
though.
I feel like... Yeah. Okay, so there's been something where I was like, wasn't there something like spontaneous combustion can happen to a person?
They used to always say
that.
I'm
like, did that stop after we stopped using
probably
gasoline
did.
As like our wash?
Probably.
Maybe? Like you that just randomly exploded. Like,
yeah.
Did he light a cigarette?
I think a lot more knowledge on it. Yeah.
That is super weird. That is wild to me. People are just dunking things in gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Putting it on after. It reeks, though.
Yeah,
if it dries.
No, gasoline smells so bad.
Like, smells so much better than what it smelled like before, which I guess would be literal shit, because that's like the only thing. Like, what would gasoline smell better than, you know?
Then shit, yes, but not than sweat. I don't think gasoline smells better than sweat.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, your clothes has to get, like, shit level bad
right.
for you to, like, dunk
it. But you're not pooping on your shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening to our nonsense. If you like it, follow Checker Podsky on all the platforms. If you want to support Caitlin's stand-up, and I know you do, follow her at Caitlin Check. And if you're trying to air out some family secrets or, you know, you have some grievances you want to just share, feel free to reach out at checkerpodsky@gmail.com. Shout out Mike Knight, our producer, and Alex Oliver, who made our awesome jingle. Bye.